The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Forever Dog.
Hey, Race Chasers. This is Latrice Royale.
And Manila Luzon.
And you're about to listen to a brand new episode of our new podcast, The Chop, where we break down every episode of Canada's Drag Race.
Make sure you subscribe to The Chop on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts to get new episodes every single Monday.
And now, on with The Chop.
Manila!
Latrice Royale!
I'm feeling extra glamorous tonight.
Give it everything you got, trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop, even if you get the chop, chop.
Girl, you got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch. Just make them eat it, honey. Welcome to The Chop with Latrice and Manila.
Hello, hello, hello. We give you the weekly recap and rundown and all the tea on Canada's Drag Race.
Who's on top? And who will get the chop?
So Latrice, let's chop it up.
Let's chop it up, girl.
So, do you watch the first episode of Canada's
Drag
Race?
Oh my God, Eleganza, extravaganza for your nerves.
Oh my God. I'm living for this episode. I'm living for this new interpretation, this new version of Drag Race. So let's get to it. All right, so we open up in this brand new workroom with a giant maple leaf,
like
for a doorway,
beautiful, huge, like that's how you want to like walk in a door, bitch. That's the entrance right there. Grand yeah. Dame, oh Canada, for your nerves.
Yes. They have a lot of extra space up there in Canada, so they have so much more room for a bigger workroom, right?
It looks massive, but it looks so cool. It looks great.
The first ever person to walk through is Priyanka.
Yeah. She says, big question. What's my name? Bitch.
There's no one in there.
There's nobody by her. She just has this big ass question mark on her face, covering her face. But she looks sickening, though. She was mysterious.
For sure. So we find out that she's only been doing drag for 2 years, which actually surprises me because she definitely has a lot of confidence in her from my first reaction.
Yeah. She's 28, from Toronto, which is, you know, still 28 is still kind of young to me because I'm an old geezer girl. You know, I'm one of the girls that's been doing it almost 30 years in the game, and 30 years, you know, I've been doing it as long as she's been alive. I've been doing drag 28 years. So,
well, damn.
She's a baby to me.
Yeah, I think that 2 years under your belt is a decent enough time to kind of get yourself together as a queen. So I think that, it's not like she just started a few months ago.
Well, you know, like these days, you know, you can start doing drag 60 days ago and get on Drag Race apparently. But you know, LaShawn was a baby queen when she got on her season. She didn't even know how to paint her face coming in to Drag Race. She literally had just started like embracing the woman. Now she's a woman. But yeah, 2 years is definitely ample enough time to get the information and tools that you need to get ready for this big TV show.
Yeah, so. and just because she just started doing drag professionally for 2 years, that doesn't mean that it hasn't been an interest of her for many more. I mean, a lot of queens nowadays grew up watching RuPaul's Drag Race, so right. they kind of have this idea of what it takes to go into this competition. I really like her. I like her energy. She's got a youthful vibe to her when she walks into the workroom. As a viewer, I'm kind of in the same shoes as her because it's all new to her.
It is, yeah, very much so. But she's no stranger to television. You know, she used to host the kids' TV show. So she's no stranger to the behind the scenes and cameras, lights, and all that. She's just on the other side of it. As a woman now.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Okay, so next into the room.
Alona Verley.
Oh, yes. Is this the two-spirit queen, correct? The indigenous...
Yes. She's from Vancouver. Yes.
She has this giant bull ring, rhinestone bull ring in her nose, like a shower curtain ring.
Like, you can hurt some curtains and balance through that.
Yeah. Give her some props for the accessories, girl.
I mean, they're large.
Large and in charge.
She brags about her size of her Instagram following.
Yes, she walks in with a phone, and my first reaction is like, oh, girl, they let the girls have phones in Canada's Drag Race? Because, you know, they... behind the scenes info, they take away your laptops, your phones.
Right.
So you have no contact to the outside world. But apparently this was a prop because she literally just chucks
she
it.
She threw it, bitch. I was like, girl, she ain't talking to nobody. She ain't even got no signal in that room, honey. What she do?
She's here bragging about her fans, but her phone don't even work.
Your phone don't even work. Girl, you ain't pay your Boost Mobile bill, honey. You got...
Or whatever Canada's
version of Boost Mobile is. Yes.
I don't know. I'm assuming that Canada gives away cellular phone service for free like they do with health insurance. Okay, next in we have Kiara.
Kiara. Oh, yes. She's Montreal girl. She, yes. En français, s'il vous plaît.
She's a speaking as the French.
I don't speak it as French, baby.
I barely speak it in English.
I told you. I'm trying to tell you. Trying to tell somebody. But she's a young queen. She's 21. She's pretty.
In the last episode of The Chop, we tagged her as the young baby queen.
Yeah.
But she comes in with the confidence of a seasoned queen.
Well, it's important to come in with some confidence. Especially when you're coming into an environment where there's going to be big personalities, you don't want to get pushed to the back, honey, and fade into those fake brick walls.
And yet, since she is pretty young, like I can imagine that you when you're young, you do have that confidence. Like I'm invincible. I can do anything. So. I think that's probably going to work to her advantage. And, you know, obviously to an older queen, when young queens come in with all this confidence, you know, part of you is like, oh, she doesn't know any better. And then part of it is like, oh, bitch, this bitch is always going to be younger and prettier than me.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, she doesn't think she has any weaknesses. So let's see how that pans out for her. Because I know RuPaul's Drag Race... or Drag Race in general has a way of showing some weaknesses. You're not as invincible as you think you are. There's something lurking deep inside you, that inner saboteur that's going to come twinkling out on that ass when you least expect it. So we're going to stay tuned and watch you, Kiara girl.
But from her entrance look, I am excited to see a lot. I like her entrance look a lot more than her promo look that we discussed last week's episode.
True.
Reminder, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, go and listen to that as well.
Right.
So you can read can hear us reading her as well.
Oh, well.
But as spoiler alert, I'm actually quite impressed with what she's bringing to the table. So I'm excited to see more from this French-speaking beauty.
Beauty. Up next is Juice Box.
Ooh, you like that?
Oh, that was good. That was, was kind of gross good.
She walks in with her best Victoria's Secret angel wings, bra and panties.
Baby,
set.
It was, yeah, okay. See, Victoria's Secret, I would say more like Alyssa's Secret. She came in her good old Alyssa Secret feathers, honey. She is young as well, isn't she? No, she's not. She's 31.
No, she's
old 30. Enough to know better.
Mm-hmm. Oh! From... Well, how about when she walks in and she's like really feeling her oats? She's like really feeling an eye and oozing out this sensuality. But then she gets her bracelet. So she gets her bracelet.
Her tights.
No, girl, honey, you know when that happens, when you get something stuck on your tights. And even if it's one of the expensive Capizio tights that
you
literally
don't want...
like actually, you could actually fish with, you know?
Right.
You still don't want to bust that.
You don't want to bust it, bitch, because that hole is going to be obvious. I saw the tights. They were ripped.
Okay. And this is Canada's Drag Race, and they're not skimping on the budget. So this ain't
at
RuPaul's
all.
Drag Race season one. So there's no blurry filter on this episode.
No, it's actually in HD, and I was going to mention that. They're going to be looking at some of these scenes and realize that their lace is not invisible, honey. Woo! Damn! I tell you.
Well, it's something that you definitely don't realize when you're in the workroom until, like, several months later when you actually watch yourself back.
When you watch it back.
And you're
so
like,
they are about to get a rude awakening.
Wow.
Love it.
So next up, we have Anastasia and Aquan.
If you don't know my name, just call me Mother.
I was okay, like, she is like, all right. She's
all
like,
right, Mother.
If RuPaul can rip off the girls' catchphrases, then I can rip off hers, okay?
I can be vivacious.
Look.
Mama has arrived.
She comes in, and she's in a cowboy hat. She's got patterned chaps. She's got the whole shebang.
Full pageant queen. She's Miss Bahamas.
Yeah, she's got all the pageants under her belt. She's Miss Bahamas, Miss Caribbean International.
Miss Gay Toronto, Miss Canada International.
Oh, and currently she's the reigning Miss Black Continental.
Yeah. All right. So snatching trophies, girl. We're gonna keep on watching you, Miss Honey, because she's one I'm looking for. But,
and the first thing that I'm noticing with her is that she says that she makes all of her own costumes, so that we're expecting all of her outfits to be fitting her like a glove.
Impeccable.
Yes.
Impeccable.
But my first reaction is I hate the cowboy hat. I don't know what it is about. Maybe it's just me and it's my preference, but there's just something about a drag queen wearing a cowboy hat that just does. It never works for me. It always seems like it's a toy hat sitting on top of a giant wig. A cowboy hat never has the right proportions on a drag queen.
It has to be a
is.
Huge hat. That was because of what it is. It's because we got big ass heads with big ass wigs, and then that hat looked like a little doily sitting on top of there. Looking
okay.
Stupid. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm assuming that she didn't make the cowboy hat, even though I think it looks like
she should have
needed.
Yeah, she needed a big one. Like a big one would have been sickening. Like,
or she probably could have just ditched the cowboy hat.
Just forgot the hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the vibe of it all. Yeah. We don't need the hat. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know what the cowboy look means to her yet. I don't know if she has like a, you know, maybe she grew up on a farm, or maybe her her husband owns a ranch in Wyoming. I don't
know.
So, but anyway, it It's a fierce look. I'm excited to see what she has coming in store for us.
Up next is Lemon. Pucker up, motherfucker.
No, I'm watching Canada's Drag Race on the WOW Presents Plus app. So we get the unfiltered, uncensored. So I'm hearing all the F-bombs and all the swear words. Uncensored. I'm loving it. I don't know what our good neighbors up in Canada are watching on their television sets. I'm assuming it's censored. But then again, I don't know. I think Canada is really progressive. Maybe they're just swearing and everything. I'm not sure.
It's us. We're just the ones that's late. But so Lemon is from Toronto, but she lives in New York City. She's a dancer.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. I feel like it's weird to me that we're in Canada's Drag Race and we have queens that are from the United States.
Right. I'm like, well, there we go. New York is still going to be there no matter what. Always represented. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she walked in Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, and competed in every drag competition in New York. She says she's won everything. So there's nothing left for her to do.
Yeah, except for, you know, I guess, she probably isn't eligible to go to RuPaul's Drag Race. So, hey, why not snatch a trophy at Canada's Drag Race?
Well, the one thing I have a problem with is her statement that she claims to be one of the best dancers ever on Drag Race. And, girl, what about Kennedy? Because what I will tell you about my niece Kennedy Davenport is that there is not a bitch in the cut that can outdance her that has crossed that Drag Race stage. I can tell you that for sure.
I could argue Miss Sahara Davenport, but
you know what? I would object.
There are. Well, we are going to see, spoiler alert, later on. Okay, first of all, this whole episode is going to be a spoiler alert. I mean, if you haven't watched
the show.
Yeah, well, then what the heck are you listening to us for? But yeah. Maybe you don't live in Canada, or maybe you don't have WOW Presents Plus, so maybe this is your only source. But spoiler alert, we're going to get to see some of these dance skills later on in this episode, and we'll talk about that later on.
Okay. After this break.
This episode is brought to you by, I almost nodded off because this Helix mattress is so comfortable, Helix Sleep!
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
I've had several many Helix mattresses for several many years now, and I love them all. They're all my
babies. I've read the men's room wall.
We have the Midnight Dusk. We have the one for heavy sleepers, and that's also good.
Oh, they're all good.
If you have slumber parties, I love a Helix party. And we are the Helix girls, and we have been for such a long time that we know what works best for us and our bodies. But if you don't know, you could take a Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Also models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Ooh, plus enhanced cooling features to help you from overheating at night.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. So that's why they offer a 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress and a 10 to 15-year warranty.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it's not going to last long.
It's so good, I'm going to say it again. That's helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. You're literally getting them out of you by speaking them and figuring out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
That's right. And I think, and I've said this before, I think therapy is a very useful tool, whether you've been through something very traumatic or you're just trying to better yourself.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. You don't have to leave your house. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Yeah, all the therapists have licenses, so get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
And welcome back to The Chop with Latrice and Manila.
Work. And so we're talking about next, Scarlet Bobo.
She enters the room and she says, "You didn't think you could bring the race to Canada without Scarlet Bobo, did you?" apparently it's Scarlet Bobo's,
it's Scarlet
drag
Bobo's
race.
Drag race, honey. She's been doing drag for a while, though, for 12 years. She's a circus performer. That's a circus girl, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
honey.
Yes, yes.
She's the one I like her. Oh yeah, she came in with that tiny
green
little,
wig.
Yeah, that green wet hair. I was living for the hair. I was living for the wig. Yes, ma'am. I like her. Yeah, I don't know what it is about her. That's just I'm gravitating towards her. I like her.
There is like definitely a confidence that comes with her, and that confidence is delivered in a fun, draggy manner.
And that's what it is, there's no malice in it, there's no venom in it. It's coming from the place that we used to old school drag do. We keep it up and talk shit about ourselves and let everybody know that we the shit. And she does it in a way that's fun and not cocky.
Yeah, and the fact that she's been doing drag for 12 years is, you know, like it's showing.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
showing.
She's been through some things and did some things and made some mistakes and learned and grew. So good for her.
So definitely, I'm looking at her. I mean, she already stood out in the
Meet the Queens, right? And then definitely, I'm like here for her entrance. So
go Scarlet. All right, and then next up, we have Kine.
Attention fives, a 10 has arrived.
Okay. I like that.
She's cute. She's giving me a little bit of My Fair Lady hat tease with the hat.
Like if My Fair Lady like went to the races and
exactly
was one of the jockeys, and she's wearing that like jumpsuit. Okay,
there that, yeah. But she was cute. She looked cute or whatever.
She also claims she's a dancer.
Oh,
so,
she did?
Yeah, I guess we have a lot of dancers.
Oh, okay.
Which we'll find out how loosely Canadians use the word dancer. Up in a minute.
She has a YouTube channel and makes drag tutorial videos, and apparently she has like a lot of followers and over 100,000 subscribers. And she was very, you know, I taught 100,000 people how to do makeup. I'm here to teach 11 more. I was like, okay, bitch.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're that girl. All right, honey. Yeah. Let's see. Okay.
Let's see. Well, her entrance is fun. I like her look. I love her confidence. And, you know, Instagram queen is the new source of drag these days.
I mean,
so
you get all your rah-rahs from your likes and your followers, so build up a false sense of security, doesn't it?
Yeah. I live for the likes, the likes, the likes. I live for the likes, likes, live for the
yeah,
likes,
it definitely
likes.
Does do that, so we'll see how that goes. Boa,
Bitch on arrival. Okay, first of all, this entrance was very dramatic when she walked in. Everyone
so
was gasping.
Dramatic. She's a cow, bitch. She's
with a UFO on top of her
She's
head.
She's brown cow stunning, honey.
Oh, my God. I live. You know, I've always loved cows. I love the idea cows have these big udders, which are like basically cow's boobs.
I love tipping cows.
Have you ever tipped a cow?
No. I mean, I gave her a dollar my once. Does that count?
I grew up near farms in Minnesota, so it was something that some of my classmates would go and do. I thought it was kind of horrible to do to a poor cow sleeping.
Yeah, that's horrible.
But to walk up to a cow and tip it over sounds just the most awful thing, because I don't like horrible. To be disturbed when I'm asleep.
Yeah, and they could die that way too, so it's horrible.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I love Boa. Like, everything about her, even like the other queens are like, oh my gosh, this one's crazy. But
yeah.
She is funny. And I like that. I'm here for it.
She has a bad rap. You know, she has a rep in Toronto as being a messy queen. She's a bad, you know, bad to work with. But, you know, they say that about Mimi on First. So, you know, I mean, I'm just saying.
She's just saying. Well, I have no idea. I can't really speak to someone's anyone's past, because I don't know anyone.
I don't know nothing about
but,
that life. Right.
But so far on the show, I think she's a hoot. I think she has the most personality, and I'm excited to see what she's bringing to this competition.
What I like about her the most is that she's in on the joke. You know what I mean? She's in
Amen.
On the joke. So good for her. So
up next, we have Rita Baga. Bonjour. She also speaks French, apparently.
She has a thick accent. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, she is definitely French Canadian for your nerves. But she's been doing drag. She's the legend of them all, honey.
And apparently everyone knows her.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, everyone knows her. She's well respected and highly regarded. So she's definitely one to watch. And like, we were intrigued by her Meet the Queens as well. I mean, she's very mysterious. Mm-hmm. That plum and gold that she was given.
So I've definitely got my eye on her.
Got my eye on her.
But then my eye immediately goes to the next queen when she walks through, and that's Ijimbo.
Oh. Wow. Oh, my God. That's what she says. And this girl right here is giving me absolute joy. Honey, is she Minnie Mouse?
She's like a bondage Minnie Mouse.
I
with this,
love
like,
it.
Leather laced up. And she just looks like she's going to have a good old time. She seems a little kooky.
She is very kooky. And she obviously has a... mind that's I would just want to be in there for like 10 minutes, because it'd probably be too much to endure for like a lot, because she changes it up so much and so creative, and that's her signature. Yes. Is that she does what the hell she wants, you know, whenever she wants.
I like that. I really like that. So I'm super excited about Jimbo, and this weirdness is something that's, you know, really adding to this mix of characters that we're seeing now.
Absolutely. Up next is Tainomi Banks.
Serving body, giving face. Watch out, Canada. I'm here to win this race. Okay, she rhymes, too. She's
okay,
a rapper.
Okay, she's a rapper. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gift rapper. No. She said, if Tyra Banks and Naomi Campbell had a love child, that'd be her.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Not yet, but
okay.
Babies take a little while to, like, you know, fully develop, baby. I'm not sure. But
how old is this baby? She old as hell, honey. She ain't got it by now. Honey.
I think she's the oldest one of the group.
Full term,
well?
For 28 years. I don't
She is 37. And I think that makes her the oldest one. No, Jimbo's 37.
Jimbo's 37.
Rewind,
I don't know how
old
Tainomi is.
Okay.
But she's been doing drag a while, and everyone knew who she was when she walked mm-hmm. in. They were like, mm-hmm. not this bitch. Because apparently, she's well-known as well. And everyone consider her a legend, and she considers herself a legend too. She said, because you're doing drag because I paved the way for you. I was like, ooh, well.
Okay.
All right. Mama honey.
Well, maybe she did. I don't know.
I don't know Canada like that. So maybe she did, honey.
Maybe she gave all them girls their first jobs. Maybe she tips. Yeah. She's like clearing off a space next to her makeup spot. Said,
come sit here next to me, baby. Yeah, I think a couple of girls said that they gave, she got their first gig from them, which was really awesome to see that the generations of drag are all in one space collectively competing for the same title and coin. So it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter your experience, baby.
Or seniority.
Or seniority, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always
so I'm excited to see the dynamic between this well-seasoned queen that's, you know, supposedly paved the way for everyone and competing alongside girls that have been only doing it for a few years or have their fan base on social media instead of at the clubs. So it's going to be a good mix, I feel like.
Yeah.
And so now that absolutely. We see all these queens together, we got our cast.
We got our cast, and they feel like they all know each other, yeah? Pretty much.
Yeah, sort of, at least.
So much.
Or at least they know, most of them know of each other.
Of each other, yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, the drag community has always been very close-knit. Drag is one of those things that's still kind of underground. So if it's something that interests you, you definitely, as a fan of drag, go out and seek out your local queens. And you really do kind of create that community. So I'm glad to see that, like, they all know each other. So it should bring some drama this season.
Right.
I'm excited. But, then they get
girl, she done already done had hers.
I'm excited because I did not expect RuPaul to be showing
up. I was so glad to see her face. And she looked stunning. She looked so good, bitch. She looked good. But yeah, I was so glad to see her come up on and really give the queens what they needed, honey. That's sickening.
Yeah. So all the queens are really excited because I don't think that they were expecting. I think
to
that they were kind of like
by mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that now that like for them, it feels like, okay, yes, I'm actually on Drag Race. This is insane.
Yeah.
But then that squeaky door sound effect opens up again. And now we get our Canada's Drag Race judges. All three of them walk through.
We got Stacey McKenzie, Brooklyn Heights. And Jeffrey Bauer, Chapman. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I love Stacey McKenzie because I remember her first from The Fifth Element when she was when she was the stewardess.
That's where I know her from. Mm-hmm, I know her from.
Yeah. So I mean, then of course she's on Top Model recently,
right.
and now she's the judge, but it's really cool to see her walk through the door. And we have Brooklyn Heights looking like a snack. I forgot how handsome he was.
Brock. That is such a like white person's name, isn't it, Brock? You don't know no black Brock, do you? No. I know a girl named Brock Lee, but...
And then Jeffrey Bauer Chapman. All the girls are swooning over him.
Swooning. Are you a swooner with him? Do you think he's all that?
I think he's handsome,
He's very handsome, very dapper. He looks good.
I don't know. Maybe we'll meet one day and we'll get vibes. Who knows?
Well, they introduced themselves and let them know that the winner of Canada's Drag Race will receive a year's worth of hotel stays from our friends at Hilton and $100,000 in cash. Darling.
Canadian. I don't know what the exchange rate is, but it's not quite as much as $100,000 here in the United States.
after taxes, you know.
Oh, I don't know what the taxes
are.
Wait, that's
the part the situation is too, because if their tax situation is different, they might make out on the better end of it.
Yes,
honey.
Maybe. Maybe I need to get some dual citizenship myself and go up in there and compete. Hey, Latrice, let's go together. I mean, I've lost RuPaul's Drag Race. Maybe I can lose Canada's Drag
Race,
too.
Maybe we can go there and lose, too, honey. Yeah.
So then they have their very first ever mini challenge, which I just love. It's in true Drag Race form, the photo shoot in their...
So happy. Oh, mine. How was yours? Did you have a photo shoot as well?
We had a photo shoot. We had to jump on a trampoline with Stacey.
You were on the trampoline, right, with Stacey. Mm-hmm. I remember that now. I was like, ooh.
And what was yours on season 4?
We were
four?
On that freaking little rotisserie thing, twirling
oh,
around.
Oh, where they were spraying you.
Spraying us with that.
Yes,
thing.
Like the Alexander McQueen exhibit.
Jiggly fail. Yeah. Yeah, it was. That's so not
so
cute.
So all the queens have to climb up this like prop mountainside. While carrying, you know,
a flag,
then when they get to the top and they think they're like just serving it fiercely, they turn on the wind machine and then like, it's a full on blizzard. They're on top of the Rocky Mountains, and their eyelashes are all flapping.
I am in full heaven because this is what Drag Race was made and based upon, honey. Making you look like a complete and utter fool. Look pretty, smile for the camera, bitch, strike a pose, get the shot. This was like the ultimate.
This is one of the reasons why when you come to Drag Race, you have to be very conscious of how you walk into the workroom. Mm-hmm. Because you have to have that wig glued down. You got to have them lashes
yes.
on. You got to have everything. You can't have anything falling apart because you don't know what they're going to dunk you in, throw at you, set you on fire, all for a photo shoot.
It's true. We have been through it.
This particular photo shoot was reminiscent of RuPaul's Drag Race season 2 when the queens had to sit on that cannon.
Oh, like Jujubee. Yes. That lash was just a flapping
in the wind. And I think every single girl was experiencing that. But this one's a little bit different because now they're actually like up on top. I was afraid some of those girls were going to fall just walking up.
I didn't know how they were going to make it up the hill in heels and pumps. Because I know I wouldn't have, I don't know. I would have, no, that's an incline, honey.
Yeah.
that's, no, thank you.
Rita Baga just gets up there and starts screaming. Lemon has this like that huge Rihanna Met Gala coat, which is just fully
girl,
catching all the winds.
They called it. They said, "Love your duvet." Rihanna was like, runs "Okay, up. For the shade coming out already, bitch." She said, "Love your duvet, bitch. You got a quilt on, honey."
Priyanka runs up the mountain full force. Juice box.
Wait, first they said, oh, she's so graceful as she's going down. And then she gets to the curtain and goes, ba-boom.
She made it all the way down that really slippery slope after all of that. And then right as she's about to exit, she like falls. I don't even know where that came from. It's like a hole just appeared
you
on the ground
not
on the regular floor
up.
And she just fell through.
The timing is impeccable. Impeccable.
And then Jimbo is standing up there just screaming like a crazy person.
My favorite. Like completely lunatic, full out, screaming, legs flapping in the winds, arms up. I was like, this is it for me.
And see, this is what's really cool about this. It's like, obviously you want to look good for the photo shoot, but this is your first chance really to show the judges your personality. How you are to work with, yeah. How you take direction, how well you're able to adapt to the things that are happening around you. And so this is like the first thing that we all get to see these queens do when they are like now suddenly in this competition. So we can start to be like, okay, who are we rooting for? Who's going to succeed?
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out afterwards when they get back into the workroom and they start to de-drag who wins. But we're going to tell you that right after this break.
Boop, boop, ba-doop. Welcome back.
Welcome.
We're just discussing the mini challenge and the girls just had got done and now.
Now they've taken off their drags so we can see each of the girls, what they their true form.
There's some dramatic little changes here.
Oh, how so?
I mean some girls look like, okay, I can see that. And then but Jimbo, is Jimbo Bo?
Yeah.
Jimbo.
Was Jimbo one of the last queens to go up? So she's the last one.
She's the last one to come back
into the workroom. Right. So I think everyone is like, okay, what does Jimbo?
What is this gonna look? What's gonna look like?
What's underneath? What's underneath this craziness?
And bam, the reveal, honey. But they look like they're into Jimbo. They're like, daddy. I'm like, y'all horny, bitch.
Already. They've only been there for like one day, right?
Day one, and y'all already thirsty, bitch. Y'all need to calm down, honey. Calm down. But good for Jimbo, honey. Get you some, honey, while you're there, honey. You need some. Pull a Brooklyn. You know.
Well, I mean, I think because Jimbo's crazy character is so far out there, to see Jimbo as like just a regular person is like, okay, all right. It kind of grounds her a little bit.
It was awesome to see though. But Miss Kine, honey, she's not featuring anyone. She's like, no one's cuter than me.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. If you say so.
If you say so. Okay.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So if you're beholding yourself like that, go ahead, girl. I'm gonna take a sip of my wine.
I like when Priyanka says, okay, when she's out of drag, she's like, you want some Boyanka?
Okay.
That's going on her Wikipedia page. Real birth name, Boyanka.
But she acted like she wanted a piece of Jimbo. I was like, oh.
Okay.
Is that a proposition?
I mean, hey, it worked for Miss Vanjie and it worked for Brooklyn Heights, so you
know. I'm saying.
I don't know.
It's a long summer, bitch. That's all I'm saying. It's a
long summer. Get in while you can, girl, because in a few months in 2020, girl, you're going to be on lockdown, okay? Get your sister on sister action while you can right there in the workroom, girl. Make for some good TV. Work for Brooklyn Heights, work for Vanjie. All right.
We find out the winner
of the mini challenge. And surprising to me, it is Kine.
It's Kine. I want to ask you, were you a little taken back by that? Did you agree or no?
I mean, personally, I only saw the final photos. They only flashed it on screen for a few seconds. But I actually liked her look as just a full-on composition, you know, with the black and white checkered flag and her black and white dress.
And the challenge. Do you think she had the most sickening or funny or interesting picture of them all?
And no. But you know just as well as I do that the winners that are chosen for each of the challenge does not really depend on what is actually what the viewers are seeing. So...
Amen, because Jiggly won that challenge for us. So I'm just saying. I was just like, oh, okay, we're doing a Jiggly. Okay, all right.
Okay. But here's my thought on why she possibly could have won. Because she wins $1,000 Canadian of latex couture by Polymorph. And as a person who doesn't really like to wear latex or whatever, I know that latex is usually made for smaller sized people.
True.
Like fresh off the, you know, like you could order yourself a custom made latex. But like if you were just going to be like some some latex company and you had a whole bunch of sample size, you just wanted a gift
you
to
wanna
someone.
Give it to this little,
you can be like, yeah, can you make sure that the winner is a size between these, between a size medium and a size large, so that we don't
we're
have
not
to,
doing no customs.
We're not doing no custom you, stuff here.
Ain't no Latrice's coming through there with no latex, baby. No, ma'am.
Yeah, this is only season. This is only season one of Canada's Drag Race. Let's wait till you get picked up for season two and three, right? So that is one of the reasons why I'm thinking maybe she won. And that's just me, okay? I could be very, very wrong. She might have had the picture. She might have had her entire roll of photos might have been amazing. We didn't see that as an audience member.
We didn't see that. But
the other reason might be because of what comes next. She starts some really good-ass drama because of her winning the first mini-challenge. I don't... Which, like... You know, might put a bad taste in my mouth when it comes to her, but as a viewer watching the drama unfold, I'm living because we're gonna
now
see.
This is definitely fueling her ego and stroking it and getting it all edged up, honey.
Yes, and when she walked in, she already had this this thing about her, right? So we'll see how... Well y'all
you'll
watch see. The damn episode. Y'all know what you'll goes
see.
Down.
You'll see.
Okay, so then Brooklyn invites in, just when we thought that we were going to be drooling over Jimbo as the daddy, we
right.
invite in the new Canadian pit crew.
I didn't think I would ever hear... Yes, I was waiting to hear those words, honey. And they did not disappoint. Mm-hmm. Woohoo! Yes! Hercules!
They got their little maple leaf underpants on.
Maple leaf, honey. Maple mm-hmm. leaf covering just like Adam. You know, mm-hmm. it just took me back to the Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? When Adam and Eve was in there and all they had was a maple leaf.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Lick up that maple syrup, honey.
I want some pancakes now.
Yeah. No, there were no pancakes, honey. That's were full
no,
round.
Baby. They were full round bunk cakes, honey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, like, for us, like, could you show their face for a hot second? Like, they literally,
no,
it was
I'm
just
fine.
Like crotch shot.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was perfect.
So now we get our maxi challenge. Our very first ever Canadians... Maxi challenge.
So it's a design challenge, which I'm really excited about because, yes, this is again what Drag Race is based and rooted in is the design and scraps and shit like this. And so what they have to do is create a high fashion look from these supplies that are in boxes that have stuff with like this that screams old Canada. And so the boxes are sponsored by Roots. And I guess that's a local
department store, like our
local Joann's, you know. Like, I guess it's
okay.
They're, you know, I guess it's like the Joann fabric.
Okay.
I assume it's a Canadian department store or something like that. But at any rate, so they have to like get a box
and
make some shit happen.
And as a person who is not super familiar with the different things and different aspects of Canada, this is actually really, really informative. I'm getting a little lesson here on like Canadian history,
too.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
So because Kine won, she gets to choose her own box and then she gets to assign the other girls
box
their boxes.
For, yeah.
Which is, you know, it goes, this is one of the reasons why you never want to win a mini challenge because nothing good ever comes of it, right?
Just added responsibility. That's
yes,
it.
Yes. Just more reasons for other people to hate you.
That's all. It's a setup, girl.
So Kine picks the Yukon Gold Digger for herself. And then, which I'm assuming is just the gold, which is fun, which I think is like easy, right?
Right, right.
She assigns Lemon Jock Scraps, Ilona, I don't even know Muskakur?
Muskakur? Yeah, Muskakur?
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
I don't know these. I don't either. But
I don't know what that's referencing. I'm assuming the good folks up in Canada know what the heck that's supposed to be a pun of. Rita Baga gets Quebec Freud. Jimbo gets Rain Blow It Up.
Okay.
Okay. You
know, they that kind of makes some sense.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. They, Priyanka gets Gone Fishy.
Gone Fishy. That makes sense.
Okay. So I guess there's a...
They fish in holes there sometimes in the ice.
Ooh, ice fishing. Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Boa gets Man of Green Gables. Like Anne of Green Gables.
Okay. So you know that reference a little bit?
No, I've heard it before. I just know what the fuck it's referencing. I've heard of Anne of Green Gables. Kiara gets Like a Prairie. I get that. That's a Madonna reference.
Like a Prayer. Yeah, me too. I got it. I was like, I got one. Okay, like a Prayer. Prairie. Okay, I got it. Yeah.
Because they do have prairies up in Canada. Okay.
They do. Little houses on them.
Tainomi gets Lumberjanes. That's like Lumberjacks. Okay. You know, the female version of Lumberjane, right?
Yep. Get it.
Anastasia gets Canada Gay.
That just seems like a club queen.
I don't know. Is that like Canada Dry? I don't know. Is that
See,
like a
it would be
is that
more
like a
wet?
Is that a ginger ale? I'm not sure. Scarlett gets Glampede.
And then Juice Box has Much Rusic Video Prance.
Again, no idea. This is all new information to me. I would love to hear from our listeners if they know what these are actually trying to be referencing.
If you know, especially if you're in Canada and you have the knowledge, please drop some on us because we are dim-witted a little bit about this. So.
Yeah, because...
help a bitch out.
Yeah. We have people listening from all around the world, and this is the chance for everyone to get to know our Canadian neighbors a little bit more. Okay, so everyone's going to be judged on their designs. This is like your standard design challenge. They're given a box of materials, which I feel is always like a setup because, you know, you don't know who's going to get what.
You don't know what's in that box, honey. Mm-hmm. You don't know. Work with what you got.
You don't know if you're going to be the plus size queen with 2 yards of fabric. You don't know if you're going to be the bitch that only gets a box full of CDs. You don't know if you're just getting a box full of zippers. Or a bag of cheese curds, which I don't understand how anyone is going to be able to use that in a, like, cheese, which will spoil. And I love cheese curds, but I would hate to have to hot glue cheese curds to a dress and then wear it under stage lights for hours.
That would be
hours.
Smelly.
Yeah.
Smelly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or the potato. Like, what do you want to do? What you going to do with a potato? Unless you got a deep fryer and some hot grease.
I have no idea.
So we can make some french fries.
Maybe. But these queens have to make it work. I mean, you don't have to use everything in the box. You just have to make an outfit that, you know, the judges will not kick you off the show for. How about that? Anastasia, who makes all of her costumes, looks like she's good. Like, she's going to easy breezy kill this challenge because she already loves the fabric.
She's like, she's already ready. And she found some sickening red, the shiny shit. She doesn't know what it is, but she's like, I'm going to make it work. So she was excited about that.
We have a bunch of girls who cannot sew. We have Scarlett. She can't sew. Juicebox. She cannot sew. Boa. She's having trouble figuring out what the hell she's doing. She's got potatoes. I don't know how to sew potatoes either. So I'd be in a bit of a predicament as well. But I still have a hard time believing that these bitches don't know how to sew when they audition for the show.
Well, girl, don't have a hard time believing it because, yeah. Don't stop believing because I'm telling you, these hoes, it's going to be evident when you see some of this shit.
They do not.
But they know how to hot glue. And if you can hot glue, you can pass on Drag Race. You can pass.
Yeah. It just has to look good for a couple hours on that runway.
A couple of hours, baby, and then that shit can fall apart. But if they not do it.
Well, worst case scenario, it has to stay together for a couple hours and survive a lip sync. But that's it, right? That's it. It doesn't have to. You don't have to hang it in a museum. It doesn't have to be put in the Smithsonian anytime. But here's where we get Kine, who won the mini challenge. So she, you know, she's already feeling herself. Now she's taking the time to go around and see, you know, how the other girls are feeling, how they're doing. You know?
Oh, she's doing the walk around like she thinks she RuPaul.
Well, yeah, well,
that's what she was doing.
Well, we don't actually get a walk around.
We don't. No, we don't get that. Kine was doing it. That's why I was like,
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
And the other girls aren't really seeming to like that very much.
No.
Oh. This may bite her in the ass.
I mean, maybe. You think she's a little arrogant?
I'll let you know right after this commercial break.
We're back to the chop.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
We're talking about the main challenge and this design challenge and just getting into you know, the arrogance that is, that may be, that's Kine. So what do you think, Manila? Is it arrogance or confidence?
I think it is. Well, I mean, I feel like we've all been there. Where we get into that workroom and we think that we're supposed to be acting a certain way. We're supposed to be dramatic and we're supposed to be starting shit and whatever. So I feel like she's really excited and she's not holding back. I'm not going to write her off just yet. But then we have so much more to come after the show.
We definitely do.
Yeah. I don't know. Like it's a little bit. Yeah. It's not leaving a good taste in my mouth for, you know, for the first bite.
I understand it. I know how it happens. It's real easy, and it's not even that she's trying to be arrogant. It is that maybe she's just really stating her truth. And if her truth is her truth, and the things that she's done, then those are the facts, and you know, you can't argue her truth. But the delivery might leave a little bit to be desired. So we'll see.
I mean, I don't know, because it can be considered strategy to kind of like start to kind of go in there and intimidate your teammates. Yeah, I mean,
contestants, whatever.
It's not All-Star, so they don't have any control over if you go home or not. So it's like,
right. Well, so you ain't trying to, this ain't Drag Race Best Friend Race, honey.
And,
right.
You know, to be honest, like, already coming into this, I'm thinking that they're going to be all, like, Canadian and nice to each other. So I'm kind of living for the fact that there's, like, a shit starter in the group. The fact that she's the only shit starter in the group kind of, like, paints a big target on her back for me as a viewer, but you know, I we all love to hate someone, so if it's Kine, then go ahead.
Well, it's elimination day, so that means that it is time for the runway and to see what these girls have created and things.
So we get the judges' first runway walks. We have our beautiful Brooklyn Heights in this amazing denim thing, which is so cool to see because, you know, we're so used to seeing RuPaul in her sequin gowns and her big hair. But, you know, obviously Brooklyn Heights is a different queen. So she's, you know, she's ruling in her own way. And I'm living for this look.
Giving
I'm living
a
for
lot
this
of
look.
Leg. All the, show the but, leg, honey.
But you know what really, like, weirds me out? Is when we have our guest judge. What's our guest judge's name? Oh, God, I'm so bad.
They call her guest host.
Guest host.
Yes. Alicia Cuthbert or Cuthbert.
No, she was from 24, right? Like, she was on 24, like, all them years ago. I don't know. I had to IMDb her. But I don't know. I don't know whose decision it was to have her deliver the RuPaul address to the judges, but that was weird to me.
I feel like it should have been Brooklyn. And I'm just going to say that. I feel like it should have been Brooklyn. I don't know who made that executive decision. But to me, that's really a slap. We didn't see Miss Thing the whole episode long. And then all of a sudden, she come walking down the runway and calling some shots. I was like, what? Girl, you don't know what's going on. You weren't even here.
Especially because she unlike the other three main judges who themselves state, we three judges will be deliberating and you know, voting you off and judging you every week. Who is this person? She has nothing to do with drag, as far as I'm concerned. I looked at her IMDb and it looks like she hasn't done anything for a decade. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. And I don't know what her... Maybe she just has a good manager and was like, hey, if I'm
going to be... Go off, Manila. Go off, honey.
If she has to have a good manager because, like, she got a good deal on that.
She got a gig, girl. She got a gig, girl.
I would have thought that if they wanted to, like, kind of play the three judges as equal, they could have, you know, rotated the judges as they wanted to, you know... I think that would be more fair and easier for me as a viewer to digest than having some rando coming in and kind of taking over and being the host, the guest host of the thing.
A little weird, but whatever.
It's a little weird. I guess it'll take a few episodes for me to get used to.
Yeah, we'll get used to it or not.
But my other concern with her, I don't mean to just be laying in on her, but like she put herself out there as the guest host. So open season, honey, open season. But like, now usually on the first episode, we get Lady Gaga. We get Christina Aguilera. On my season, first episode, we got Vanessa motherfucking Williams. Is this the only Canadian actress?
Oh my god!
Act?
Oh my god! Like,
you couldn't have had Celine Dion's younger sister show up. You couldn't have had Justin Bieber's hairstylist. I mean,
oh my goodness! I did not know you were gonna go there. But
okay. Fast forward to.
Where's the lie, girl? I don't know this woman. Hopper, who this woman? I don't know. but you're not wrong. But it is Canada. Maybe they're gonna have a little slow build, a slow rise to it. You know, they're gonna stroke us a little bit and get us ready for it.
Maybe. But right now, it does make me nervous for the upcoming episodes because girl, I lost my earring. That's how bothered my jewelry was.
She said I'm
just
done.
Fell off my earlobe. Okay, well, let's get into these runways, girl.
Let's get into it. So, Anastasia, she made an incredible stuffed coat with red spandex, that fabric, with the swimsuit. It was very like looked like a basketball, like if I was looking at a basketball wife or one of the dancers from a basketball team, like that's what they would be wearing. And the little coat was like the overcoat when they take the court, you know, like the little Jay Setter dancers. And stuff. It was cute. I loved it.
It was like that sleeping bag cape, that, you know, poofy jacket vibe. It had she put the little Canada maple leaf there. It's like she even branded it. That thing was impeccable.
Bitch, I don't know that technique is called, that quilting technique that she did on that. And where did she get all that fabric from? Because it looked like she only had 2 yards, but she made that. She
might have gone to. She might have, like, stolen the duvet cover from the hotel and brought it in.
Baby, she turned it.
Resourceful. She has been bragging since she walked into the workroom that she is. She makes her costumes and it fits perfectly. And she is right.
No lie. So far, no lie.
She is right. No Up lie. Next, we have Kiara, our little French-speaking debutante.
And she Fashion comes scarecrow out. With dreads.
Yes. I love it. I almost didn't recognize her. It was so good. It really gave that prairie, little house on the prairie vibe that she was supposed to be giving.
Totes.
I loved it. I loved how she revealed the mask and then she had like the creepy makeup on her face.
Yeah.
And the bitch, she like almost knew that we were going to be on a global pandemic and we'd all be forced to be wearing masks. So she was ahead of the curve.
She was ahead of the curve.
Uh-huh. I would like to keep it on, please.
True that.
Next on the runway, we have Lemon.
Lemon, yellow hair, this is her shoulder pads.
She had a shuttlecocks for earrings, the little badminton.
Oh, those were?
Yes, I thought that
was what they're called? Shuttlecocks?
Yeah, the shuttlecocks. You play badminton. Those little, like, feathery. Birdies. Well, cock is a bird, right? Maybe it's called a birdie. Maybe it has different names. I'm not sure.
Different name? I don't know. I don't know. But anyway,
I thought those made some really nice details. She even had the mouth guards on her shoes. I liked the color palette.
I liked the color palette.
Mm-hmm. I thought
it was
she...
a little hodgepodgey. But it was cool. I mean, it was creative.
It's what
and
to be
it
expected.
Was. Right. And it was, you know, she was creating a lot of different, giving little nods to different sports. It's cool. It was working for me. It was working.
Next on the runway, Ilona. Ilona had this kind of like drab jersey net gray
Morticia Adams dress. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very kind of almost Morticia-y.
With the orange. With the orange. Stringy. Yeah.
Good for her for the color palette, though. That worked for me. And she was kind of spooky. Yeah.
And she had little titties out with the little pasties on there.
I was here for it.
I liked that. Yeah. Because when I saw that box and I saw that gray fabric, I was like, ooh. Okay. But she made it work.
She made it work.
Yeah. Okay. Cute.
Kine. Oh, here we go.
Now she chose this.
Now she did this. This was her first pick. And she wanted to be the gold disco queen because that is her brand, honey. Mm-hmm, she is Miss Studio Club 96.
Ah. Very, very, very Studio 54 disco vibe. Yeah, see, my thing is that, like, I think gold fabric can go two ways. It can be very luxe and very rich, or it can be very cheap and very stretch lame. And she was giving me very stretch lame.
Oh, damn.
And with the balls hot glued falling to the off. Bottom, falling off. It was giving me Venus Delight on the first episode of season 3, just falling everywhere.
But girl, what was that walk, though? What was that walk? She could not walk. With that, I don't know, she put like wire in the bottom, but that was stiff as hell. And like, she could not walk, Miss D. I don't know.
You know, if you're, you would think that if you, you would try it on and kind of like model in it a little bit beforehand or something. Girl, but you know, I don't know. There's not enough time to really like design an outfit, construct an outfit, and then also like, you know, have time to like make changes in case it doesn't fit right. I mean, it fit her crotch, which is,
I mean,
says something. It could have been that's a baggy something. Crotch. She could have had her crotch eaten that gold fabric. I don't know. But yeah, it wasn't. For all the talk she's been talking, you would have think that she would have brought a little bit more.
That part, darling.
All right, up next we have Scarlett Bobo in this fabulous cowboy look.
Okay, cowboy look with the bandana bra.
She had, her thing was glampede. So now I'm starting to get it.
Like a stampede.
So it's cowboy.
Got it. Mm-hmm. The only problem I had with her look was the panty underneath the chaps looked like a diaper.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, that's the only issue I had, but I thought that it was creative, but the diaper panty was, it was letting me have it a little bit.
Okay.
But other than that, I loved her look. Like, I thought it was cute.
Yeah, I like what she was able to make that top out of all those different color bandanas. I thought that was cool. I think the reason why it just kind of doesn't really register in my memory as much is because of a cow print. And we watched boa walk in with the cow, and it was done immaculately. Like, just now, nowadays, when you see cow, you just, there's so many references to cow that it kind of like you automatically compare it to. And I know she had no control over the cow part, like the cow fabric, but to me, that kind of like it made me lose it.
Made it lose
just,
a bit. Oh,
just
well.
Me. So next,
Jimbo.
Jimbo and her rainbow extravaganza.
Oh my God. This to me was everything I needed and wanted. Honey, when I tell you that bitch bent that corner, I was like, look at all those zippers. And bitch, the way she color coordinated and laid, that's hard to do. Like, you have to have a sense and a brain and understand color and how it blends and bleeds and ombres. And she did it so immaculate. And then up the top, that whole beaded with the Mardi Gras beads corset. Yeah. Like, every detail was there. And that looked like that took at least a week to make. And she did that in a day.
Yeah, it had that hoops underskirt, which, to be honest, I have rarely seen a hoop skirt on Drag Race ever look good.
Work. Yeah. Work. Yep, you're right.
And it this always, one yep. actually was structured. I didn't see that it was a hoop skirt, but I just saw this big, you know, King and I, just huge skirt.
Voluminous. Yes. Yes.
And I know that it probably was really heavy because, you know, all those zippers, that's a lot of metal.
Yeah, that's a lot of zippers.
Yeah. So I'm really, I love that. Up next is Tainomi in her lumberjack realness. What'd you think of this one?
Okay, I see where she's going with it. I was thinking that, like, something was going to come off. I was hoping. Like, that over thing would come off and there would be something underneath. But then when she went onto the back and hit it, I was like, oh, that's it. Oh, okay, well then, all right.
Well, you know, like sometimes if you have like a overcoat, like sometimes if you reveal it and then whatever's underneath it isn't as grand, then, you know, maybe it's better just to keep the whole look together. I don't know.
Right. I understand that.
And from peeking at what the flannel thing that she was wearing underneath, like it wasn't I was happy that she left it on because I felt like, yeah.
You weren't going to get the ooh-la-la.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be the reveal that we were going to be like, oh, wow, I can't believe that was underneath that. No, it's like, okay, yeah, keep it on.
Okay.
But I really did like the stuffed socks, you know.
Those were great. Those were very creative and fun.
It reminded me of the fox flings that all the pageants
were. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totes.
Then we Priyanka. Have Boa.
Oh, no, Boa? Oh, I'm all lost, girl. Boa. Little Miss Potato. Okay. She's just fun, though. Like,
though.
I mean, like, this is because this is camp to the fullest.
Yeah.
It's full out camp and it's fun. And yeah, I mean, it's what the challenge asked for. It's got a sense of humor. I think it's, I would never.
Okay, so I actually hate this look.
It's pretty awful, but yeah.
I hate the fact that I was really confused with the booby plate. It really confused me.
Is that a booby plate, girl?
They were too close together. They were too small.
They were way too close together.
But what this proved is that if you go down that runway with enough conviction, you can sell that garment even if it looks ugly.
She sold it and they bought that shit. Like, they would never, but they bought it. They bought it because it was all a personality. She made them laugh. And that's what Drag Race wants you to do.
And that's the thing is, like, when the judges are seeing you down the runway, it's, yeah, obviously, like, they're judging you on your outfit, but they're also judging you on how you present it. Yeah. And, you know, if you just walk down there like, oh, I'm a supermodel and I, like, just have a plain face, I stop at the end and pose and then walk back, like, meh, that's boring. No, you're a drag queen. Show us what you have. This is, like, the only time you really get to show the judges your personality.
You really do.
And it was working for her.
It worked for her because that outfit was horrible, but she made it so fun, and I laughed. I was like, okay, well.
Yeah. And
where it places and where it high ranks is different than.
And it was actually constructed very well. It was actually constructed
for what it was, you know, with no hymns or nothing. But yeah, sure.
Up next, we have Juice Box.
Okay.
In her
disco ball, Flintstones, teen queen.
Little ponytail. Okay,
so not Flintstones, not Wilma Flintstone. Was she Wilma?
She was giving a little bit more Bam Bam to me. Pebbles.
Pebbles. Pebbles. You said Bam Bam. That's the boy.
Well, you are shady. That's what they call Bam Bam when she takes off the wig. Okay.
Okay. But yeah, this was just a little tied together. Let's glue some.
You know, this entire episode, I was rooting for Miss Juice Box. I really like her confessionals, but this look was not the tea.
This was not it, hunty.
And how dare she? How dare she walk down that runway without earrings?
She did not have on an earring, did she?
Mm-mm. How dare... Okay, I'm not wearing my earrings right now, but this is a podcast.
But that's okay. You had them on, at least.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That's what
I'm
saying.
All right.
She didn't, so, yeah.
And the thing was is that she could have literally just hot glue. She could have just super
put a
glued
piece of that CD.
Two CDs to her
ears.
And
it would have been done.
It would have been done, and then it would have called down to the broken CDs on her thing, and it was a craft project gone wrong, for sure.
Yeah.
Up next, we have Priyanka.
She's the catch of the day. She's the fish filet, honey. Okay. Miss Sufu platter, put it on a platter, crab legs and
crab legs on her shoes.
They had a little shrimp bit, funny little shrimp tail. Somebody took a bite off the shrimp and put it on her earring. I was like, okay, girl, you got she got shrimp shrimp tails, honey, for accessories. I'm like, okay,
yes. It makes me want them cheesy full biscuits from Red Lobster, girl.
Right, you are full Red Lobster seafood fest.
Can I get another basket of them cheesy breads? Bring it all over to my table. Thank you. I loved it.
It was cute. It was cute. It was all right. It was cute.
Yeah, it wasn't groundbreaking, but
But she did the assignment, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. And it was a cohesive look.
Rita Baga. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the matriarch, apparently, of the season, honey. The most experienced gal. Frozen. Frostbit. The balls on her head were... They were cheese curds, right? That's what this.
She pulled out the cheese curds. I don't know where they came out of her bra or something like that, out of her foreskin. I don't know where she pulled it.
Oh my God, corn!
Corn? I loved this overcoat.
Okay,
I loved
this
overcoat, she had the mittens were stuffed.
Baby, stunning, little like foxtails. They were so sickening. And she did this whole frosty. That overcoat was everything. But
the
then
makeup,
she took it off.
Everything. Yeah, see, this is what I was saying earlier.
This
like,
is it. This
yeah,
is it.
When you have the coat, the overcoat was so the good. Coat, and then she took it off to reveal, you know, a shiny blue.
No, horribly made, did not fit, tucked the seam into the bra, and it was uncoming out. Girl, like that underneath part was a hot mess. Now, I lived for the overcoat.
Mm-hmm.
But the reveal to me is why.
Sometimes you just leave it on, like what Anastasia did.
If she would have left that on, I would have been like, "Okay, winner, winner, chicken dinner all day long." But
yes,
that
or
did not...
or she could have just opened it up and like just, carried it like around and modeled with
or
it,
or showed because... a little shoulder, you know, just a little, you know, a little bit of a reveal. But don't take it off, baby. Keep it on, especially if you got that on underneath. And then they were going up for them shoes, honey. What were them shoes? What was them shoes?
I don't know. They just look like spray glue and glitter,
girl. So, like, okay, we get on the runway, all the girls are out here, and the critiques are happening. So, like, we have, who's safe, girl? Who's safe? Who's the safe queens?
It doesn't matter. All I know is that Anastasia was robbed. I don't know why.
Thank you!
I don't know why.
She should have been the top.
She should have been the winner. She should have been the winner.
Top. Well, I had Jimbo as my winner. The zippers and the rainbow.
Okay.
That would have been my winner.
But Anastasia being safe,
robbed.
I don't know what they're saving her for.
Why are they saying, like, give her her just desserts. But whatever. She got robbed. She shivered in the tops. Miss Thing, Miss Juicebox, has a full-on, she gets bad critiques. And, honey, panic attack happens.
Full-on panic attack.
Full-on. So,
which,
girl.
I felt bad for her because I'm really enjoying her on the episode. And I feel for her. And even though she does have a panic attack, she does have a sense of humor about it. So she wins back points for that, for me at least.
Yeah.
You know, like how
yeah.
she was always like, oh, okay,
and she
I'll
kept
get through, to you.
And she kept it going. She was like, I'm going to be here for the rest of them, too. I'm going to listen. Let me get it together. So mm-hmm. I can appreciate that. That's a strong bitch. So good for her.
But the one person that was like frustrating to watch get her critiques was Kine.
Could not with her. Could yeah. not with her. Not every time somebody says something, you don't need to have a response, bitch, or a reason of why you think your shit is so sickening. The truth of the matter is the outfit was jank.
Yeah.
It was falling apart. And you're lucky to be safe. So,
and as much as I want to get behind her on her confidence and, you know, say like, okay, so I want to believe that she is actually as sickening as she is. But after this outfit and then watching her conviction about this outfit, like, oh, no, this is truly a good outfit, makes me believe less in her. You know what I mean?
Well, it gets even worse to me because when they go back to deliberate after they after the runway.
Oh, yes.
She
they
was
have
like really busting Miss Thing's balls about being in the top.
She was going off about Boa being
one of the top. And I was like, well, girl, it is what it is. But don't try to make Boa feel bad about herself because you feel like you're better than she is. Not on tonight. You didn't do it tonight, honey. So.
But this actual exchange made me love Boa even more because.
Me too.
Boa took it like a champ.
A champ. And she gave it right back.
She played it off with some jokes like a true drag queen and kept it moving. She knew she was in the top and she knew the other bitch was in the bottom.
Yep.
So.
I just know that. Yeah. Oh, well.
Now the judges crown our winner and it is Rita Baga.
Rita Baga.
Congratulations.
That's a rutabaga.
Oh, is that the pun of her name?
I don't know, but that's what this sounds like.
Rutabaga? Rutabaga? Yeah, it is, right?
Rutabaga, rutabaga. Okay, yeah, I get it.
All right.
Yeah,
put some rutabagas in my pasty. Let's eat some fucking Canadian grub. Let's do this. Okay, so congratulations, Rita. You won a $5,000 shopping spree from Roots, wherever
and
that
Roots,
is.
Roots, honey.
But now we have our bottom two, and sadly, it is Juicebox and Lemon.
Yeah. And I'm surprised that Lemon's in the bottom over some other pitches I could have saw in the bottom. But,
yeah.
You know, just being honest, like, I'm rooting for Lemon a little bit more than what happened. So, I'm not entirely in... agreeance with the way the judging went down. I'm just going to be real. You know, I feel like that Anastasia got robbed. I feel like Jimbo should have won. And that's just my opinion.
And then so Kine should have been made an example of.
She should have been lip syncing.
Because she did.
From her attitude.
Because she did say, I mean, she did say that she was a dancer as well.
Well,
Kine
I
want to
see
right?
all of it.
So
yeah.
Wouldn't it have made more sense to put Lemon, who is a dancer in New York City, against this other one who's got all this attitude? That would have knocked her a couple steps
that
down, I
something.
Think. And that would have made for a fierce lip sync. But it actually was a fierce lip sync.
Did you think so? You liked it?
I think so. I think that both of the girls did a really good job. I personally enjoyed Juicebox's performance. I thought that she told the story. She showed emotion, and she didn't dance, but she had that ponytail been whipping around like it was her own hair, and you couldn't tell that she was wearing a god awful outfit the whole time.
My thing for Lemon was like, this is your time to prove that you're a dancer, and she did, you know, one, two tricks, and I was just like,
no, she did one trick twice. It was a split, right?
Well, the other one, she did act like almost an axel into the split. So it was like a jump, turn, split. But
okay,
still, it was still, the end result was a split. So I was just like wanting her to showcase what she's been training and doing and all that. But whatever. It went down, and
someone has
at the
to go.
End of the day, someone has to go. And it wound up being our beloved Juice Box. So,
and I'm
we love you, Juice Box, and we believe in you, girl.
I know. I'm gonna follow you on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm gonna send you hateful comments because I love you.
I actually went through and followed all the girls on Instagram yesterday. So, and I don't do that. But I did for them because I feel like if I'm going to be talking shit about them, I might as well be friends.
And just to know all the girls, we do this out of love. You put yourself out there on TV. So, you know, it's open season on all y'all. So this is just our job. We don't want to read you for filth. We are just being paid to, okay? Well, unfortunately, we had to see Juice Box go. Now we are down to, how many girls do we have now?
It's now 11 girls. So.
Oh, dang.
Well, that God. Brooklyn's line, though, to Juice, though. You may have, you may not have bought home the Canadian bacon, but you'll always be the Canadian pork chop. Bitch, I tell you! What the I cackled so hard. I was like, come on, pork chop, still getting the shout outs, bitch. So come on, pork chop.
Amen. Hey, pork chop. You know what? And I always say, it is better to be sent home first than to be sent home second. Because everyone remembers who gets sent home first every season. It's true. Okay?
It's true. It's true.
So yeah, we'll miss you, Juice Box.
Well, we are out of time, and I want to thank everyone for listening to the chop. We have a new episode every Monday. Make sure you subscribe to our show, and you can rate and review us on your podcast app.
And you can follow us at Latrice Royale and at Manila Luzon. And we'll see you next week to find out who gets the chop.
The chop. The Chop is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Creative Canada, or any of their subsidiaries.
It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only.
Canada's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media.
Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli.
Alaska Thunderfuck.
Brett Boehm.
Joe Cilio.
And Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.